Room 7. Packaging. Welcome to the supermarket. A world that was absolutely inconceivable 150 years ago. In those days, provisions were supplied by one's own garden, field or farm, or the weekly market. Very little was purchased from the local store. From about 1850, more and more goods have been made in factories, packed in containers suitable for domestic use, and distributed via wholesalers and retailers. Today, the supermarket is our larder, and ready-to-serve meals have replaced the kitchen. This development goes hand in hand with industrialisation, which has led to more and more people living in towns and working long hours in factories. Less and less time and space were available at home for the preparation of food. The transport, storage and sale of consumer goods for an enormous market are impossible without packing. Since the beginning of this development, paper and cartons have played a leading role as packing materials. Thanks to the use of new raw materials and manufacturing processes, paper has become so cheap that it is now a disposable material. Since 1850, the packaging industry has gradually achieved importance. Today, packing accounts for around 40% of paper consumption in Germany. Compared with other competitive packing materials, paper and cardboard lead plastic, metal and glass with a market share of 37%. Comparing traditional bags, labels and boxes with the packaging in today's supermarket, one is struck by the developments in packaging technology and design.